This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. This political season is seeing some nasty, he said, she said races, and a lot with very little actual activity. One of the nastier is the race for the House District 13, which is an area of southwest Albuquerque currently represented by Patricia Roybal Caballero. She has two Democratic primary challengers, no one on the Republican side for November, so whoever wins on June 5th wins. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Her opponents say she doesn't live in the district, but she counters, saying that she does, and that she also jointly owns a home in El Paso, Texas. Damian Cruz, a hospice nurse, and former police officer Robert Atencio are challenging Roybal Caballero in the primary, and it's a race defined by differences. Yes, there are the standard issues, legalization of marijuana, opening primary elections to all voters, raising the minimum wage, and they don't agree on them. But the residents' question is overriding. Cruz says that Roybal Caballero is really a Texas resident. She does acknowledge that she owns a home in El Paso, a family homestead she inherited, that her sons and family live there, but she lives at a home in Albuquerque. More after this. Another complaint is that she's using El Paso-based companies to provide campaign signs, literature, etc., but she says it's because of family, friends, and associates who gave her a really good deal. Roybal Caballero said, quote, "The district deserves a public servant with a proven record of dedicated and unwavering commitment to working hard and diligently on behalf of our constituents," end quote. Standard political fare. Robert Atencio is a retired Albuquerque police officer who is now director of stadium operations at Isotope Park. He said he doesn't want to run a negative campaign and says his experience as a police officer would help promote community policing in the community. Damian Cruz didn't answer questions the Albuquerque Journal sent to the candidates, but did answer some by phone. He says he grew up eating out of restaurant trash cans. He was so hungry. He currently is a hospice nurse and owner of a startup company, MedBio. He's also attending UNM. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
While Cruz's issue with the residency is causing some consternation, there have been no formal complaints filed with the Secretary of State's office that we could find. This may be just more campaign talk. It is still amazing to us that some candidates need to be negative about other candidates to get attention. Whether the charges against Roybal Caballero and her residency are true, we cannot testify. But there is no record of official complaints or charges. Well, the voters will decide among the three in just about a week and a half. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.